From WGCU News, I'm Julie Glenn. A new national study finds Medicaid has a larger role in providing health coverage for children and adults living in small towns and rural areas than it does for those living in metropolitan regions. The report's analysis finds that to be true in Florida as well. It was released Wednesday by researchers with Georgetown University's Center for Children and Families and the University of North Carolina's Rural Health Program. WGCU's John Davis reports.
The nonpartisan analysis finds that nationally, Medicaid provides health insurance for 45% of children living in small towns in rural areas, compared to 38% of kids living in metro areas. Florida was among 14 states identified in the report where Medicaid provided coverage for more than half of children living in the state's small towns and rural areas. Florida ranked fourth in that listing. Even though the report compares rates of Medicaid coverage from years before and after implementation of the Affordable Care Act, Georgetown University's Joan Alker says Obamacare wasn't the main factor when it comes to Medicaid coverage gains for kids.
For children, this is not primarily a result of the Affordable Care Act, but rather a many decades-long bipartisan effort to ensure that children have coverage, which started all the way back in the 1980s with expansions of Medicaid to children under the poverty line, continuing with the passage of the Children's Health Insurance Program in 1997.
The report comes at a time when the U.S. Senate is considering a health care overhaul bill already passed by the House that would cut Medicaid funding by an estimated $839 billion over 10 years, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Alker says the report shows such proposed cuts would have a disproportionate impact on rural and small towns she characterizes as devastating. John Davis, WGCU News.